Welcome to the weekly astrology forecast and cosmic weather with Fiona Edgar and Radiant Creators. And today we've got Thomas Sheridan with us. So what a show, what a day. It's great. And there's all kinds of happenings going on with the ionosphere and you name it. So much going on. Well, where did we want to start today with our usual format, probably? Fiona, do you want to do the stars for the coming week? Or is there anything else you'd like to start with?
No, that's fine. I'll start with the astrology for the week. So it is still a bit tricky this week, but it is not as explosive or intense as it was last week. So tomorrow, Saturday the 11th of April, we have a nice sextile, which is a positive aspect between Venus, the goddess of love, and Chiron, the wounded healer, making this a good day for relationships. So just relax in the sunshine, out in the garden if you have one, have a nice dinner and just try to relax. So this aspect also means that we can take pleasure from art, fiction, and movies. Now, worth noting is that Venus has actually gone into her shadow period. That is happening today, the 10th, preparing for her retrograde on the 13th of May to the 25th of June. So we'll start to notice a few subtle hints to the upcoming Venus retrograde story, and that's going to start today. Venus loves to be adored, admired, and involved in passionate love affairs, but in the retrograde motion, she takes a little dip into the underworld, and her energies are briefly muted and paused for us on this plane, which gives us an opportunity for the review of all things connected to Venus. So this Venus retrograde is in Gemini, the sign of the twins, and ruled by Mercury, who is a bit of a trickster. So we have a few possibilities here. One possibility is that the virus mutates and we see another side to it, which could involve symptoms that have not made themselves known yet. But of course, then we have the official story versus what is really going on. So on top of the virus issues, we also will have our own personal lives that will be affected by the Venus shadow and retrograde. So you may notice some exes popping out of the woodwork, old female friends, colleagues rearing their heads again. So you might want to be careful about that and always use discernment. So also tomorrow, Mercury, the planet of communications and thought processes, enters Aries until April 27th, and it makes a nice sextile to Saturn. Mercury is much better placed than Aries, and we should at least be able to think more clearly and panic less. So you know that all of this chaos about the virus hit while Mercury was in retrograde in Pisces, making it even more confusing. So we should get some clarity and just kind of be feeling a bit more clear about things. Many people are actually feeling pretty good in isolation, myself included. There's more peace, less chemtrails in the sky. It's more sunny, clear skies. We can focus on the things that actually matter, rather than toxic celebrity culture and spending money on stuff that we just don't need. Less hectic schedules is something that many of us are enjoying. The one thing to watch out for is that Aries is a fire sign, so it's feisty, and we should expect people to be even more opinionated than they already have been. So especially online, and I've been noticing that already. So also on Sunday the 12th, Mercury squares the karmic lunar nodes. So the nodes are actually not planets, they're just a point between the Earth and the Moon, but they're really karmic. We may receive important news and participate in big discussions. The square is a stressful aspect and our communications will feel blocked in some way. And it's hard on this day to see exactly where we're going and where other people are coming from. So it's important to remember that we're all on different journeys in life and we move at different speeds. On Tuesday the 14th, the Sun in Aries makes a square to the Big Daddy Pluto in Capricorn. On this day, we may feel more obsessive, more controlling, more paranoid, or we notice these traits in others more. There may be an issue with the government or other control systems today, or maybe the quarantine is just getting to us more and we just want to get out. But it is a good day for research, psychology, astrology, history, or any interests that require a lot of focus and that help us to see the bigger picture. Be gentle on yourself and others today, because it's a stressful day with stressful energies. So on Wednesday the 15th, Mercury makes a conjunction to Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. You may be involved in an argument or there are some heated words. As this aspect blends the energy of this planet with our communications, we may receive unpleasant news. It's best to stay away from conflict and focus on our hobbies. Also on this day, the Sun squares Jupiter, which means that any issues that you do have can get blown out of proportion. Save important discussions for another day. And there are no further major aspects for the rest of the week.
Wow. Well, I think I'm going to have to mention to people before you get started, grab your calendars and make some notes, because I'm going to have to listen to that again and to get all that. Well, okay. So that covers that part. And this is kind of a new thing since we have Thomas here. So where do we go next, everybody? since the format's a little bit not like it usually is, and we're still figuring it out. So what's next?
So maybe Thomas would like to pull a few tarot cards just to give us some guidance from the tarot about the week ahead and things that we need to know in general that are coming up.
Yeah, I was listening intently to that. It's exactly how I'm feeling at the moment coming towards the weekend. And I feel the same way too. I feel calm and relaxed. I'm enjoying this, the tranquility of it and the lack of distortion, sensory overload. But at the same time too, they're not going to let us off that easy. You know what I mean? It's almost like they want everyone as traumatized as much as possible. And so those of us who are sitting at home and enjoying social isolation to smell the roses, I don't trust that they'll let us do this for much longer. They'll just do something to try and disrupt that as well. They want everyone in terror. So what I'll do is I will do a 7-card spread. Now, I will talk while I'm counting this one out, and I've already done the counting and the deck division before the show started, so I wouldn't have to do it on the air. So before, have you seen the tarot document or live broadcast I do a 7-card spread with a significant card at the top. The outstanding issues are 3 cards on the left. They'll be the right to a person you're reading to, and the resolution to them, or the outcome of them, will be on the right of the 3 cards on the right. Now, before we start, I don't do divination. I do a psychological profile of the situation we're in and how to deal with challenges and resolutions or issues going forward and how to get out of it the best way. I did a reading on that special I did on Magical Egypt, and the outcome was that at the end of all this, when this Corona 19 thing passes down, we will have a better life for us, the people like us, ones who have sort of escaped from the matrix and the control grid. It'll be more positive, more creative. We'll have better relationships. And I really do feel that. Now, because I was coming on today on this show, I did something different. I don't know how many listeners are aware, but there's some remarkable cosmological changes going on in the sky around us in the astrological sense. We seem to be, the magnetosphere is being battered right now by an unknown force. Nobody seems to know what it is, and it's not coming from the usual direction of the sun. it's pressing on the magnetosphere, and it's causing people to have, I believe, all these intense dreams that everyone's been having lately, as well as tinnitus. Anyone with tinnitus, it's been off the scale. People with migraines might also find that the migraines are much heavier. But this unknown force also seems to have broken up the comet Atlas, which is the comet C19, ironically enough, as above, so below. That's also due in mid-May, and also on Valpurgis night, Beltane, April 30th, May 1st, we're going to get basically clipped in an astronomical sense by an asteroid that's passing by. So there's a lot going on in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to, rather than that, I would like to, if that's okay with you guys, to consult the cards regarding what's happening with these comets and these asteroids and the magnetosphere. Is that okay with you guys?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the first card on the lower left side, which is the least problematic issue, is the Nine of Swords, which it represents, in this case, on the negative or on the left side, an escape from bondage, an escape from imprisonment. The next card up is the Strength card, which means that there's going to be a lack of fortitude, an inability to deal with challenges regarding this. People might get scared. People might get frightened. We may have things like cults committing mass suicide or something like that. So that's quite negative in terms of the psychological aspect. Of course, this is the people we're talking about, everyone. We're talking about individuals who could be affected by this. Okay, the next one up from that is the Three of Coins. This is a card usually associated with commissions and people who are creative people getting work. So it seems to be there'll be a block there with anybody creative. And now the significant card. Well, it's the Devil. Now, the Devil is a card of instincts, base instincts. So we could be facing a situation where it brings out the worst in some people. Their hatreds, their angers, their bitterness, their nastiness, their addictions, their perversions, their desires for violence and stuff like that. Raw base instincts. Okay, on the other side of the Three of Coins, where I said there would be a lack of commission or a lack of work for creative minds, is the Nine of Cups. Now, the Nine of Cups is the building of a legacy, the fulfillment of things. You've achieved things. So people who are, you know, okay in themselves, who are not desperate for in any way, will have a sense of a feeling of satisfaction. And then we have the Page of Wands, often associated with information and the movement of things. And that's a weird one. People are going to probably, I'm looking at, and that's across from Strength, there's a possibility that people might be deliberately made frightened, like they have been of the, well, although the virus is real, they've made the terrors worse. And the final card on that side is the Ace of Swords, the cold hand of determined change from the north. Okay. I would say, looking at this spread, regarding the cosmological changes of this, it's going to be pretty brutal. We're going to have people basically, some being liberated. And when I see now that the Devil and the Nine of Swords in that aspect on the left, it's almost like people who've been imprisoned are being let out and running wild. The strength card represents, in that context, in the negative or in the left, it represents a lack of control, unable to maintain the force of composure. The creative aspect is not working for people. I think we're looking at something that could be quite socially bad in general. My attitude could be to people is to, until these comets pass, lay low. We may be looking at things. Funny, I said earlier on that maybe these kind of like doomsday cults, when we had the Hale Bopp, the Heaven's Gate cult, when that comet arrived, I think we could be looking at something like that. That the fulfillment of pathological prophecy and things like that. It's going to be a hell of a ride. That's all I can take from this. And it's going to be visceral. It's going to be intense. And it's going to be full of lies and deception, but also help. And the thing is, between now and when this thing passes, we have to maintain our composure and not give in to our base instincts. That's what I would say with all this. A very interesting spread, I might add.
Yeah, that was very interesting, and actually really reflects the astrology too. And just from doing my own readings, I've been pulling that devil card over and over again about this situation. And I think that it's also to do with that people are allowing themselves to be in bondage. They're keeping these chains on themselves.
The Nine of Swords is aspected across by the Ace of Swords. So it's almost like it almost feels like a prison breakout or something. I don't know. It's I've never got a reading quite like this before. But then again, I've never faced a situation quite like this before. So it makes sense.
Yeah. Yes, it does. So lots of hiccups and, like, you know, terror, which can be forced upon us. I mean, I said at the start of the year with that Saturn-Pluto conjunction that we had, I mean, fear is the most powerful weapon, and it has been used against humanity since the beginning of time. And that's what we're going through.
Yeah, beware the deceiver. It's almost like that. It almost has that. Dark forces will take advantage of this in order to get their way. I wish I could show you the video of it, or an image of it, but I also look at the cards in the way that they're focused and the artwork. I use the Heathen Otherworld deck, and the Devil card is looking down upon the Three of Coins, the Strength card, and the Nine of Swords, as if it's saying, it's unleashing it almost, or it's trying to unleash it. Behind its back is the Nine of Cups, which is another nine, and the Page of Wands and the Ace of Swords. I think this will be a thing. There's going to be, now this doesn't mean that the comets and all the stuff will cause this. I think this will go in tandem with it. But I think we're also being told at the same time is to turn your back on those who wish to capitalize upon your base instincts and your primal fears. That's what I would say. It's coming clearer now.
Yeah.
Well, when we speak about deception, I mean, the Devil card being there, there definitely is a tremendous amount of deception. Of course, we already know that. But something I'm noticing about the whole situation right now is people aren't buying it. And I know many, many are, but I've been surprised. Here in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's a bit of a retirement city. And there's lots of old, you know, beautiful old, you know, boomer age people who are talking across the fence to their neighbors about how this doesn't sound right, how this is all crap, how they're not going to have a vaccination. They don't want, you know, a tattoo, ID, all this stuff. And so it seems like without a ramping up of the fear, without more deception, the story is getting weak. And people aren't, initially people were definitely afraid, of course, but we all have that initial reaction where we go, oh my gosh, what's going on, you know? But then you start to think and more info comes out and things become more clear, you have more data. And it seems that without more deception, this is just gonna they're going to have a hard time keeping this con going, because I know that going out and protesting, like some of the silly things people have been talking about, let's have a, you know, a protest day where we all go outside and go to restaurants or something like that. Bad idea. Thomas was talking about that this morning. Bad idea. But in general, people are going to start opening businesses. They're going to go out. People are going to... I'm very, very quickly seeing the fear lose its, as we said, its shine by April 9. And it really seems like that's been taking place since the beginning of April. So they need more deception. They got to do something, because right now the trajectory is they're losing their fear wave. They're losing they're kind of like when you surf a wave, you know, they're kind of surfing yep. that fear wave. They just fell off. They've lost that momentum. And so what do you guys think of that?
You go ahead, Fiona.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're seeing the best and worst of humanity, as was always, you know, already mentioned. And I mean, I think that a lot of people, like you say, like the boomer generation, they're very skeptical of all of this, because they would have done anything to preserve their freedom. You know, that generation, this wouldn't have ever been even contemplated as giving up everything just to stay safe. You know, it makes me want to scream when I hear people saying that phrase, stay safe. Safety is an illusion. There's no such thing. You just have to, you know, keep being free. But yeah, I mean, the important thing to remember is that the structure, our entire structure of our civilization is being dismantled. But there's going to be room for something new to come in. Like there's a, you know, the universe is creating this empty space here that is this really powerfully magical energy that we can create things with. So we have to keep our eye on the goal here.
I agree with that completely. Now I'm looking at the spread again. I'm starting to see that maybe the based instincts could be people who realized it's been a con, and who are probably going to finally wake up that they're the ones who've been doing everything the government has been telling them have realized that there's no job for them. There's no work to go back. There's nothing left. That's my cat, Benny. What was that? He agrees. But there'll be nothing left for them. And they will probably have a rage. They'll probably have the devil unleash the primal instincts. And that's probably ties in with what Craig is saying as well, that not only, you know, like when you find out you've been deceived, the first thing is shock, and then the secondary thing is anger. And maybe that's what we're looking at, that a visceral anger, having been made go through this. Like Fiona said, the older generation would not have allowed this to happen. That's because in the past, the vulnerable people would have been just only told to stay home. The elderly, people with cancer, HIV, AIDS, and that kind of thing, diabetes, people who risk, asthmatics like me, would have been told to stay at home. Not everybody. And, you know, you both know my feeling about this, that they're using this. Now, the virus is real. It does exist. It is killing people who are sick, just like these viruses do. But it's being used as a cover story to crash the economy on purpose, because the economy was doomed anyway. And this is a perfect cover story for governments and central banks and the bureaucrats and everyone else, rather than looking like incompetent snakes that they are by mismanaging a terrible global economy, can now deliberately crash it and say, oh, it was because of the virus. I don't think that's going to work when the average Joe Soap, you know, gets the all clear, goes into his job one day and the for sale signs or the foreclosure sign is on the door, and him and all his other workmates don't have a job to go back to. I think that will unleash unprecedented levels of anger, but they're so devious, the psychopaths running the show, that they've already implemented these emergency laws that will come in very, very handy indeed. When the average Joe Soap says, wait a second, this is not, this, you mean this is what you really did? I think that's what we're looking at. And for us, for people like us, what the tarot says and what Fiona said, rebuild yourself. don't get caught up in the backlash. We were smart enough to know what was happening while it was happening and going on. Our job is to, with the Ace of Swords and the Nine of Cups, to be thankful what we have, and using the information delivered by the Page of Wands, the helpfulness of that, to move forward and evolve ourselves, rather than getting caught up in the social and the cultural revulsion which will explode probably in the wake of this among the normal people.
Well, it's like Thomas has said in some of your recent videos, to observe but don't be absorbed by the situation. You know, life's really beautiful when you just observe it. And so I do think it's important to, sure, you know, view what's going on, see it, check out some news, don't get too worried about it. Focus more on how it feels. What is that cosmic weather, or as Thomas calls it, you know, psychic weather? And just observe, so you have some idea what's going on, but there's a certain power in not knowing. Just know what's going on. You don't even have to really have judgments about it or even figure it out. Just be aware, because really, this is an incredible time for people, like I will say us, definitely. This is a blessing, and I think people are feeling it. I'm hearing this from a lot of people, that they're feeling that, not being able to sleep is going away, a dread knot in their stomach is going away. They feel like they're... issues are lightened up. They feel like they're almost like a person who was crazy and couldn't be helped, but they gave them some psychiatric drugs and now they can do counseling. Now they can actually start to get back to sanity. Not that I'm for psychiatric drugs, but if a person's totally gone, sometimes that can help them actually begin to work on things. And it feels like we almost all gotten this like cosmic blessing where now we can have a peace inside and outside. It's easier to manifest, and it's easier to see your past lives. It's easier to understand your ancestral stuff you're carrying. It's like, I'm just feeling this, like, I feel like I just got plugged into the universe, like somebody turned up the power. And this time is so amazing, and it's so important to remember, don't go out there and try to save the world right now. Don't worry about it. Don't get wrapped up. Just observe, but don't get absorbed by it. And just chill, because really, life is about you and your spiritual growth. And those who are able to do that right now, I think those who get into themselves, get to that center, meditate, start getting back to their hobbies, doing stuff like that, when this is over, it's almost like you're going to be wealthy. The people who use this time correctly right now, they're going to have a form of wealth when this is over. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, the Nine of Cups here definitely suggests that kind of when you've had a really good Christmas dinner or something, and you're sitting down with a slice of cake and you're going, ah, that was nice. You know, that kind of a vibe. That's how it's been feeling all the time lately for those of us who are enjoying this pause. So I completely agree with that. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm actually very positive about the future. I don't know why, but I am, and that's probably why.
Yeah, I've been feeling very positive as well. It is like that anxiety has lifted. And really, I noticed that for the last couple of years, and it got very, very intense at the end of the year. And Craig, we've talked about this before. It felt like, I don't know, someone was beaming something that caused this awful anxiety. And, it, you know, your body would feel very rigid. Your shoulders were always tense. And you felt unable to relax. But that is gone, at least for me, that is gone. And another thing that I've noticed that is that the spirit world are really, really active right now. They seem to be very, very close. And Thomas, you noticed that as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had some kind of, well, not just me, but I had some kind of poltergeist, like, I'm not going to say it was a poltergeist, but poltergeist like activity around me, things moving and falling over by themselves and stuff like that. Also, I was just talking to a friend today in England, and one of their family members is having shadow people type experiences again that they haven't had since they were a kid. So the veil is definitely thinned, and we're getting an insight into how our agrarian ancestors lived. We can totally see now why they believed and lived in a world of fairies and stuff like that, because the spirit world was only a blink away to them. and it was not distant like it is with our electronic, civilization machine world. And definitely that's like at the back of my place, I was saying there's a bog. No one has ever lived on this bog. And I was looking over it, and it had a presence. I felt a presence there, like something had moved in there, or something was in there. And my first assumption was that maybe it was the deer coming down from those very large herds of red deer in the mountains, but they don't really wander down into the where I live much. Maybe they've come down because of the less traffic and stuff like that, and I'm probably sensing them. And no, I realized what it is. It's the landscape itself speaking to me. You're going to have people having more experiences like that where they will feel the spirit of the landscape, and you'll hear people be able to hear things like the music of the spheres and things that have been denied to us for probably over 100 more years.
As it's gotten quiet, it's hard to describe the quietness because it is literally quieter. I mean, when I step outside, especially at night, we live near some stuff and we're used to hearing noise, but the noise is gone and it's odd. But it's also definitely a psychic noise. It's multidimensional noise because you feel this quiet, and you're right. You know, as you mentioned, Thomas mentioned that shadows look differently. And before you mentioned that, a day or two before that, I had realized that to me, darkness was different. The texture of darkness was different. So yeah, this time I would really, do recommend to people, get into it and use this time, because this time might be one of the greatest blessings of our lives. And if you use it correctly, you're going to be, you're going to do well for yourself. Well, something that Thomas mentioned, I think it was like predictions for 2020 or things you saw happening in 2020. And one of the things that you mentioned, and now we're seeing it, we've seen it some, but now we're seeing it, it's off the charts. You mentioned animals that had not existed returning and animals being where they hadn't been.
Yeah.
And that, I've seen it some before this, but now it's off the charts. That's different. Animals are now where they have not been for a long time.
Yeah, that was something that I had a strong sense about. Also, the interest in octopuses and their intelligence seems to be really ramping up as well among mainstream people. They're almost being talked about now like an alien species that lives amongst us, a highly intelligent alien species amongst us. Which they are. They absolutely are. But the video of the goats walking around that town in Wales and in an urban area too, and foxes everywhere in city centres. It's everything you can name, and it's remarkable. And it's what's needed too. It's that, you know, although I'm skeptical about things like global warming, I do care about the environment and I do care about the ecology. It's almost like this has happened to show people that animals are not something on the Discovery Channel or the BBC. Animals are something that live in this world, and here they are coming into your community to remind you that they're really not on the TV. They're really right next to where you live.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've actually been seeing some really positive reports from China that they are making more strict or creating rules against animal cruelty. I think one city has banned eating cats and dogs. So there are some really positive things to come out of this whole crisis. And I do feel that it has a very deep spiritual purpose. Even though, yes, it's being used as a weapon and, it probably originated in a lab and all of that, on some level, this was needed. And I think that those of us that are sensitive to energy can feel that very strongly. And that's why we're not suffering anxiety.
Yeah, it's rooted in a dark spiritual energy is ultimately behind it. But so what? We don't have to deal with that. We don't have to be sucked into the darkness. We don't have to become the devil card and become one of them. I definitely do feel that it's definitely a spiritual. This is, if years to come and someone say to you, what was COVID-19? the most incredible spiritual event that probably happened, I don't know, since the time of the ancient Greeks. I don't know. It was the most incredible global spiritual event, and nobody escaped it. Either the dark side of it or the other side of it, the positive or the growing side of it.
That's something I'm seeing is when we look at the White House, Corona Task Force talk every day, and we see different politicians, when you even see like the globalist masters like Kissinger and Gates, when I look at all of them, they don't look like they're totally in control. So like you're saying, this is something to be reminded of, is how the ionosphere, it changed directions. It's usually built up, because when the sun pushes on it with the radiation and with solar wind, the ionosphere pushes against it. But the ionosphere actually, and I'll post that in the show notes, a picture of this, how the ionosphere went nuts. Like I kind of like watching space weather. I've never seen this. And it actually built up on the opposite side of the sun, and there was wind blowing from the opposite side of the earth to the sun at the sun. I mean, something happened that doesn't happen and can't be explained. And you're not hearing about that on the mainstream media. You're hearing about it from, Wages World and other amazing YouTubers that are quite knowledgeable. So it does feel like when you look at that huge energy come in, it's like there's something symbolic. That's gonna be playing out for a while. That was a huge energetic happening along with the comet, which really goes to show that this is something bigger than the globalists. It's bigger than Bill Gates. Who cares about that ass clown? It's bigger than all of them. And they all, to me, when I see them, they look freaked out. They don't look like they're so certain. And they keep seeming to me to be losing certainty.
It's funny you mentioned that now. I'm looking at the Ace of Swords here. And we also know that the ozone layer at the poles has opened up a hole again. And that is allowing things to stream in from outer space into the Arctic regions, I think. And then the Ace of Swords is often, it's always associated with the cold wind of the north, the polar regions. The Crowley wrote some beautiful stuff on that in the top deck version of the Ace of Swords. But it definitely, we have to watch the polar regions, the North Pole, and specifically whether that's where the comet is most visible. But or if we'll have remarkable aurora borealis, I'm looking at this Ace of Swords now. Keep your eye on the north. That's what I would say. Keep your eye on the north.
That sounds good. Well, I guess I definitely want to open it up to, if there's anything that anybody else wants to mention, talk about, for the coming week, or just that's on your mind right now. But I would just finish it off with, humanity will continue and more human. And I think that's something that is unrooting this whole thing, is that we keep hearing it's never going to be the same again. And the way I'm seeing so many good people be kind, and it's how I'm seeing my community take care of each other, look out for the elderly. We actually had one neighborhood, they all put together some money and they opened up a coffee truck, but they hired it just to give everybody free coffee who was walking by. I'm seeing humanity at the most beautiful I've ever seen it, and of course the worst too. But I am really looking forward to it never being the same again, because I think all the good, beautiful stuff that's happening, that's going to continue, and a lot of the wretchedness is not going to continue.
Yeah, and we're already seeing some of the wretchedness disappear. The SJWs and just kind of, all of those vile people that used to be so prominent on our news feeds and on the news. But we're seeing that disappear already. So that's something else that's come out of this that's really positive.
I would agree too as well. I'm seeing lots of good old-fashioned human decency reappearing. I'm seeing less of this kind of craziness on the internet of people fighting and all this kind of thing. I haven't seen too much of that lately. And, the SJWs, as soon as we had a real problem, they were always going to become irrelevant anyway. That's all that would have taken, because their grievances were always imaginary. And, I would say to people, your destiny as a human being is greater than what's on the 9 o'clock news. And again, look to the north for answers. The north, wherever you are, look north. revelations will be made from there.
I like it. Well, is there any was that it? Is there any last closing thoughts or any topics anybody wants to bring up?
I don't know. I think I've pretty much said all yes. I could say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just you know, the usual advice applies. Go inwards this week. Take up a new study, something new, learn something new. I've been learning homeopathy. That's become my obsession throughout all of this, which is something I never thought that I would do because astrology is, you know, my life. But I've been studying it, and it's so similar to astrology in that it uses the archetypes. So I will always remember this time as the period where I learned homeopathy. So just put your time to good use.
Absolutely perfect. Well, this was the Weekly Astrology Forecast and Cosmic Weather with Fiona Edgar, and this week with Thomas Sheridan. And I will, in the show notes, I'll link to all you guys' social media so people can get a hold of you. If you're watching this, listening to it, just look at the description, how to get a hold of Fiona and Thomas Sheridan, their websites, their main social media. It'll all be listed. And, well, hey, everybody, thanks for showing up. And I will get this posted, and I will send you a link ASAP.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you, guys. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.